start a wildfire in Utah, you may have to pay. Does that sound like an empty threat? Jared Bennett with the U.S. Department of Justice says Utah has a federal office that goes after the money spent fighting wildfires.
That may, in certain cases, entail simply getting policy limits on a homeowner's insurance, or it may include getting a judgment for the full amount and then having them pay it off.
And this afternoon, we're learning a pair of teens might end up having to pay for a brush fire. This one was near Saratoga Springs yesterday. We reported on it. Utah County Sheriff Sergeant Spencer Cannon is joining me live now on the KSL Newsline. So about this fire, how much damage did it do?
We're told by fire officials that the cost of reimbursement for the assets that were there would be in the neighborhood of $12,000 to $14,000. Relatively small fire, but a pretty heavy cost.
So these kids that supposedly or allegedly started the fire, what happened?
Well, they did the right thing, letting family know, and the mother of one of the two juveniles called and reported it. The good fortune in this case also is that fire assets from four different agencies were able to get there quite quickly, get the fire contained and limit it. It's only about 4.4 acres is what I'm told, but they got it surrounded and were able to keep it from spreading any further and then get it out. Within a relatively short period of time, about 8 or 9 hours, we did identify the suspects in this case, and they will be referred to juvenile court for charges of using legal fireworks out of season and also using fireworks in a restricted area. What the court will do in terms of requiring reimbursement from them will be up to the court and the prosecutors, but at least there is that option.
So do they basically buy their way out of this, play 12 grand, and then it's all forgotten about, you wash your hands, or are there potential charges as well?
Well, they'll have the charges for sure. Whether reimbursement for those for the cost of fighting the fire will be included or as a requirement for these juveniles, you know, things are handled a little differently in juvenile court than they are in adult court. There aren't very many 14 and 16-year-old kids around who have $12,000 to pay, but there certainly will be some requirement for them to, you know, pay the price that they need to learn their lesson, and that might also include reimbursing the cost of fighting the fire.
Thanks, Sergeant. Utah County Sheriff Sergeant Spencer Cannon. And, of course, we advise, talk to your kids about this. We have to be so careful in these weather conditions.